This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Chuck, I've promised our Mishpucha that you're going to pray on yesterday's broadcast. Just as we were going off the air, we really didn't do it justice, but your wife had an amazing healing with supernatural things as she began to worship. Would you recap that very quickly?
Well, Pam had been had a bad diagnosis, and it's so good being with you, Sid. This week, it's just been great being with you. I just wish every listener could have been with us all week. It's just been wonderful. And I want to say this. This ministry is a trumpet for what God's doing. So please be a part of Sid Roth's ministries and what it represents in the earth realm now and developing that new wineskin of one new man. So, and with that, I want to say this. One of the things God spoke to me, and we're talking about Worship Wars and Worship Warrior, the book Worship Warrior. God spoke to me when Pam was barren and couldn't have children, and he said these words to me, the new song will break the old cycle. Well, Pam wasn't an extrovert type of worshiper. And early on the program, I shared about the freedom God had brought me into. And so I kept encouraging my wife, honey, if you will respond to God in worship as he's calling you to worship, you'll see changes in your life. And I never will forget, Sid, she said to me, she said, you know, you've gotten us in so much trouble because we were in a denominational church. Through worshiping, especially that time you stood up and raised your hands in the choir. We were both in a 140-member choir church, and I stood up when they sang He's Alive and raised my hands. She said, that got us in so much trouble. She said, Chuck, there's only two places in the New Testament it talks about raising hands, because she's a brilliant lady. And I said, listen, I don't care if it's in the concordance. It doesn't matter. God wants us to respond to him. He wants us to acknowledge who he is.
What would you say to someone that says, but that's not my personality. That may be yours, Chuck, but it's not mine.
Well, it might not be your normal personality, but we've all been called, and worship will lead you into a response with your body. That's why he talks to us about dancing. And God's going to restore the tabernacle of David fully. We'll be dancing. There will come a time where God will require you to dance and express yourself to him with your body, lifting holy hands to him. And what happened with Pam was we were at a James Robinson conference, and while we were there, John Wimber was ministering. And Pam had been diagnosed that she would never have children. She had endometriosis. And all of a sudden, in the midst of that time, she lifted both hands. I looked over. I felt the presence of God around us. She had both hands up, waving them. She was weeping. I said, what's happening? She said, it's like hot oil is going down through my body. And what it did was, actually, right there in the service, it knocked the clots out of her uterus. She had her first normal monthly cycle that I had ever known her to have since I had known her for over 12 years. She then got pregnant 2 weeks later and got pregnant and pregnant and pregnant and pregnant over again. And I want to say to you, God broke that old cycle in her womb. Now, some of you are listening out there, and I just believe today, in this last day of us discussing this, if you will make a shift in worship, and I don't think Pam could have experienced that had she not lifted her hands before the Lord. I don't think she could have really come into what God had for her. She was totally liberated. She was totally healed, and she actually had 7 children. Now, that's important to understand, because there's seeds of revival locked up within us. There's seeds of destiny locked up within us. There's seeds of inheritance locked up within us. And through worshiping God, you can be set free.
I think it's time for us to worship God.
I think it's right. And I just want to tell you right now, what I'd like to do, Sid, for the listeners, I'd like to pray that everything that would be distracting them from worship, I want to begin to address some of those distractions, and then I want to declare that they will break into a whole new dimension of freedom and worship. Now, Father, I come right now, and I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord, for how you're going to release a dimension of faith in every listener out there that has been listening. Father, I thank you that they will win the war of faith that they're in. Father, I decree right now that any care of the world that's distracting them, Lord, I break the power of that conforming plan of the enemy from around them. Lord, I decree right now that they are fruitful. Lord, that barrenness will begin to break off of them. Some of you might be physically barren right now, and I decree that it will be broken in Jesus' name. The Lord says, just lift your hands now and begin to worship. Let the sound of the Lord that's in you go out. It'll change the atmosphere around you. Father, I declare some who might be listening in their job, I declare a quickening power of the Lord to come into their cubicles. I declare that as they began to just bless you right there in their cubicle, the whole atmosphere of the floor that they work on will be changed. Father, I thank you right now that there's some, Lord, I see some that have arthritis in their arms and in their joints. I declare right now as they stretch those joints out, and Father, as they stretch out to you, Father, I declare right now a healing power. Father, even as I say that right now, Lord, there's worship right now coming into some, and there's someone out there, you've got a kidney, a renal problem, and the Lord's saying, clap your hands before me and I'll begin to heal you. Now, Father, we come right now, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem also. Father, we come together and we say, Lord, let wholeness come in to Jerusalem. We bind any divisive spirit to divide your covenant plan of that city. Father, we also declare any spirit that would like to divide and weaken us, the power of that is broken. Lord, we say, show us places where covenant-breaking spirits exist around us. Lord, we love you. We bless you. Father, I say, let glory faith begin to manifest in these people. Father, bring them into a new place with you. Lord, bring me into a new place today. Bring Sid in a new way. Father, and I say, let the manifested presence of yourself begin to be sensed around us. Lord, anoint us, radiate through us, and let us walk into this world with victory. Father, we love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Ms. Bocha, I can tell you that we are in the presence of God. Explain quickly, Chuck, what it's like to be in the throne room. Are you in the throne room when you were praying just then?
I feel like my spirit that has been given position in the heavenlies next to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm connected here in the earth realm through the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe once I come before the Lord, he gives me access right in, and I can come boldly and ask the Father to begin to bless everyone that's listening. I mean, Sid, there's power in blessing, and most of the time we never see Father wanting to bless us. Some of you have never received the Father's blessing out there. The Lord says, come up, come up, come up. I want to bless you. Some of you are from broken homes. The Lord says, let my spirit of adoption come down on you. Some of you have been abandoned. You've been rejected. Lord, I break that power. And the Lord says, come up boldly and let me pour my love over you. Submit yourself to me. Anything the enemy's doing, you can resist him. He'll flee. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come boldly into your throne.
What's the next thing that's going to happen in the United States and in Israel?
I believe we are in such a key time. I believe that this year we will be contending for God's covenant plan. Now, if you're listening out there, worship, because this is a year where you think you've been wearied in the past, it says in Jeremiah 12:5, but you've been, if the footmen have wearied you, you're never going to be able to contend with the horses and cross over at the floodplain of the Jordan. I believe this is a year where Israel will become very, very prominent. The understanding of God's covenant land will become prominent. And nations will begin to align, the goat and the sheep nations. I'm praying that we're a sheep nation, that we make the right alignments this year. I'm praying that we are able to break our weariness. Now, if you're listening to me, God wants to break the power of weariness off of you. He says that circumstance you've been in, I want you to see how I was training you so you could even have more strength to contend in days ahead. And so I want to say to you, this will be a year of contending, but it's also a year of secrets being revealed, mysteries being disclosed, and surprises in our midst, and that's going to come if we're a worshiping people.
Well, I don't know about you, Mishpocha, but we've got to read this book, but more important than read it is we have got to do it. I can't wait to get home this evening and start worshiping God, but according to this book, I should do it even right now. I could be doing it.
And I actually feel like we are, Sid. I feel like even those listening, all of a sudden you're sensing the...
Oh, we're out of time. Worship Warrior, donation of $20 or more. This is the Shabbat broadcast. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your spirit, all your mind, all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
V'chonecha Yisagona Hoi Panavelecha Ve'asem lecha
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.